Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Oh, the first day was very tough. I was very tired that day. It was very hot.
It's very different.
Yeah, it's very different to Australia. But after the first few days, I think we got used to it.
Ang tinig ng 16 na taong gulang na si Anthony Mutsouris sa pagsasalarawan ng una niyang laro para nakaraang Asian qualifier sa Cambodia nitong nakaraang Oktubre. Isa siya sa tatlong Pilipino-Australyanong naglaro para sa under-17s ng Philippine National Team. Hindi man naging madali na ang maglaro kasama ang 10 pang mga manlalarong sandaling panahon pa lamang niya nakasama, anya, sa pitch, nagkakaunawaan sila.
Honestly, it was pretty easy. Like, obviously, some of the boys don't speak English and, like, I only know a little bit of words, but at the end of the day, we're all there to play football. Like,
it's
a language in itself, kind of. And the boys are all good. Like, they're all good to everyone. Very welcoming. And some of them already, I knew two of them already from Australia. So that was good going into it.
Hindi man pinalad na makausad sa susunod na round ang Pilipinas, para kay Anthony, isa ito sa hindi niya malilimutang karanasan at isang bibihirang pagkakataong nasaksihan ng kanyang Pilipina-Australyanong ina na si Gina.
I think Anthony being over here with some of the cohort from Australia and the Filipino boys, there's a lot of courage on that pitch. And they're all working towards the same goal, which is really nice to see, given that they've pulled together a team that have come together in, what, you've been away 5 weeks? 5 weeks, these boys, you know, are backing each other in, backing each other up, and they're all playing for the same goal, so.
Hindi naging madali ang daan patungong Asian qualifiers para kay Anthony. Maliban sa mga kakabit na gastusin, di lamang panahon ng pag-ensayo ang pinuhunan, kasama din ang panahong malayo sa pamilya, kaibigan at mga bagay-bagay na pamilyar sa kanya. Nung napag-alaman ng trials para sa national team, hindi nagdalawang isip at agad na sumabak. Nagtungo sa Pilipinas para sa isang linggong intense trials. Matapos mapili ay napabilang sa 27 soccer player sa isang linggong soccer camp, kung saan sa huli 23 sa kanila ang naglakbay patungong Cambodia. Ngunit ang lahat ng nakamit ay may kakabit na matinding pagsisikap, determinasyon at disiplina. 3 session na tig 2 oras bawat linggo ang inilalaan para sa training. Labas pa ito sa ibang mga pang-araw-araw na kailangang gawin tulad ng pag-aaral.
You have a Filipino mom, so when you get home, you still have to study, right?
Morning and afternoon.
So what are the things that you would love to do so much that you have to give up because you do soccer?
Honestly, like, playing soccer is all that I want to do. That's, like, training every day is, that's, with your mates, it's the best thing ever. But, yeah, there are some sacrifices, like going out and parties and stuff, but not really attracted to that, I guess. Like, training is training and football's football.
At maliban sa sarili niyang oras, nakakain din ang oras na mga sumusuporta sa kanya, tulad ng kanyang mga magulang.
It is. It is a big chunk of our sport, but they're doing what they love. You know, they're good at what they do. And so our job as parents is really just to back them in and support them, make sure that they stay grounded and focused. And they give 110%. So, you know, we're happy to.
Maliban sa patuloy na pagsasanay ni Anthony sa kanyang soccer club, nagsasanay din ito sa isang soccer academy sa ilalim ni Pat Polistina.
We have our own squads at ASA. We have our own squads, obviously. And we're working with the NPL clubs and with the A-League clubs that obviously, like I said, you know, we feed the kids in at a certain age to then obviously go in and play when they get to 13 or 14 years old to play in these sort of clubs. So we're developing the players. In a team structure, as an individual, you know, for example, ASA, we give them, you know, a diary to fill in on training that they've done and sort of the good things that they've done and the things they can improve on. We give them some homework to do at home as well. You know, again, similar things to what they're doing in the European countries and what I sort of saw when I was playing over there, the kids, what they were doing. We're trying to just sort of emulate, copy, not copy, but try and work in and do the same things as what they're sort of trying to do over there. So, which, you know, I think is beneficial for Australian players and Australian kids here.
Tulad ni Anthony, bata pa lamang si Pat nung nagsimula siyang maglaro ng soccer. Matapos siyang maglaro para sa iba't ibang soccer clubs sa ibang bansa, nagbalik siya sa Sydney upang magbigay gabay sa susunod na henerasyon ng mga soccer players.
Well, I said it's a journey. I said probably the best thing, it's a journey. And, you know, if I look at all the countries I played in and the experiences I had and the players and teams I've got to play against, and, you know, yeah, like it's massive for me. And then obviously I can give this back now to the kids and tell them, like, look, you know, you need to do this, this, and this because these are the things that they look for in Europe or whatever. And so, yeah, obviously, as I said, you know, sort of helps people like Anthony and stuff like that.
May ilang panahon na ding nagsanay si Anthony sa academy. Ang mga itinuro pa ni Pat sa loob ng pitch ay nagagamit din ni Anthony sa pang-araw-araw na pamumuhay.
I started with Pat when I was 10 and I was training up with some of the older boys just on like a Wednesday night, just going there. And then in COVID, I really picked it up with them doing like one-on-one trainings. And
within the rules.
And that was when I feel like it really helped COVID times because he pushed me a lot, helping me, developing me as a player. And he's worked with a lot of boys that I know and they're going to big clubs back at home, A-League clubs. And, yeah, he's done so much work with other players and, yeah, he helped me heaps when I was growing up. And even still now, I go with him sometimes, but yeah.
Para sa ina ni Anthony na si Gina, mahalagaan niya ang ginagampan ng papel ng gumagabay sa anak niya sa larong ito, tulad ni Pat Polistina.
You know, the coach plays such a huge impact in their football development. It's really important for us that, you know, the coach on and off the pitch knows the players, supports them, backs them in. We're very blessed that Pat's been part of Anthony's footballing journey. You know, he's a strong taskmaster, but he also really takes the time to understand his players, knows what drives them, knows what makes them tick, and genuinely wants to see the best for them and wants to see them succeed. So we're lucky to have crossed Pat and that he's still involved in all our boys.
Sa lahat ng oras, hindi maialis ang kagustuhang manalo at may panalo ang laro. Ngunit may mga araw na tila di laan para sa kanya. At ayon kay Anthony,
it's hard. It's very hard, especially for me. I think there's a fine line. Like you can say stuff on the field and you can get angry and upset, but I don't know, you can't go past the line and at the end of the day it's just a game. So you just gotta control yourself and do what you can.
Dagdag niya, mahalagang bumangon mulit, magsimula sa simula.
Honestly, I just keep to myself, like yesterday was a pretty tough game, but yeah, I just keep to myself, like listen to music and stuff, try relax, try get it off my mind, and then just wait till the next game, try and just be better, do what I can.
At sa karanasan ni Anthony sa larong soccer, teamwork ang sikreto sa tagumpay. Manalo man o hindi.
It's not one player, not one good player, not one bad player. And seeing that in this tournament, it's been hard at times. And the first game we played so well together and got a good win. But yeah, everyone has to pull their weight. And yeah, we're all doing that in training and in games.
Para sa ina na si Gina, kakaiba ang sayang nararamdaman nila kapag pinapanood niya sa pitch si Anthony.
Oh, definitely a sense of pride. Doesn't matter what game he plays, be it club, be it for school, be it for the national team. Definitely a huge amount of pride. But also just seeing the joy on his face, well, all of them when they take the pitch. It's certainly something that, you know, I think as a parent, what I've learned growing up with Anthony is you see some parents and they maybe force their children to follow in their footsteps or take a different sport or swim or, you know, for me growing up, it was very much about swimming and athletics because that's what my father wanted for me. But just seeing that it, you know, is so important to him and that he's happy doing what he loves. I mean, I think that would make anybody envious, right? Doing a job that you absolutely love. It's not a job. It's, you know.
At malaki din anya ang natulong nito sa pagbibinata ng anak niya.
Yeah, look, I certainly think that there is an element of growing up and, as I said, that mental resilience to be able to control, you know, your emotions on and off the pitch. You know, school's a big thing for the kids where we're big on education and making sure that the same rules apply. So as disciplined as he is on the pitch, we expect the same off the pitch for him. And by no exception, it applies to his two younger brothers as well.
At kung tatanungin ang veteranong atleta na si Pat Polestina, anumang tagumpay ng sinumang atleta ay di makakamit kung walang gabay at suporta, partikular at higit sa lahat ng pamilya.
You know, to play for Manchester United or Chelsea, I think families and parents, you know, they have this thing in their head that the kids are going to go play there. I think it's just important for the child to be in a good environment. And obviously that's what, you know, not only our academy, but a lot of academies obviously provide a good environment for kids and, you know, a well-disciplined, structured environment while they learn and professionalism.
At para kay Gina, mahalagang ginagampanan nilang papel bilang mga magulang upang maabot ang ambisyon di lamang ni Anthony kundi ng kanilang dalawa pang mga anak.
I don't necessarily feel that there's pressure for us to justify what position or what not they're playing. I think a lot of it is having faith in the system that they're in and you know, Anthony's flag that the boys have grown up playing Australian football. The coaching, the game plays, you know, second to none, it's world class. I think for us, it's really just supporting the decisions that they want to make. It's their journey to take and we're just, you know, the vehicle that helps them get there.
At ito ay isang bagay na kinikilala at pinahahalagahan ng 16 na taong gulang na si Anthony.
It's everything. Like, without them, like, there's no training, no game day. Yeah, and even coming overseas and playing with all the new boys that I've met, none of that's possible. So without them, like, this is honestly a dream and without them, none of this is possible.
At sa huli, para sa ina na si Gina, di lamang tagumpay sa loob ng pitch ang binubunga ng mahabang oras na ginugugol para sa soccer. Malaki anyang papel nito sa pagtibay ng relasyon ng kanilang buong mag-anak.
Oh, look, it's definitely a talking point. The boys are, as Anthony mentioned, the boys are overly critical of themselves, but they also... they celebrate the win. They ride the roller coaster together. I think it's a grounding point for the family, and it also allow me into their world. You know, this is my husband's doing. He wanted five soccer players. He wanted, you know, a little futsal team, and so it allows me to be part of their world. So I think that's you know, as a mum who didn't play soccer, I think that's really important to me. But it also allows the boys to, it's an even playing field at our house. Anthony's the eldest, but he still gives it to the youngest the way he would any one of his team members, and the youngest in turn does the same. It certainly binds us together.
At para sa 16 na taong gulang na si Anthony, dahil sa soccer, patuloy na lumalawak ang mundo niya sa di lamang dahil sa pagsisikap, kundi sa mga oportunidad na ibinibigay nito.
I guess just the opportunities. Like, a few years ago, I wouldn't have even thought I would be able to do this. So yeah, just even though boys are back at home, like seeing where how far I've came in the last few years is.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.